Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh my gosh. I love that song way too much.
Me too. What version of it do you like? The original?
I like it.
Simon
with
and Garfunkel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know who else covers it.
Disturbed covers it, which I hate the band Disturbed, but their cover of it's pretty good.
Yeah, I do think I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
It was
really popular. Yeah, it was really popular a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty good, though. I got a Simon & Garfunkel album record and played that in my record player sometimes. And
Did you say record player?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that what it's called?
Like an actual record player? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know you had one of those.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm jealous. I
want
one.
Making fun of me.
No. I just, I don't know. It's a little bit contradictory.
Because I don't want CDs at my house, but
yeah.
But I'm fine with records.
Yeah, a little bit. But
well,
I mean, it's definitely a different feel.
We have a record player. Guess what we don't have? A CD player? Why would we have a CD player?
Oh, that makes sense.
Jeremy was in a wreck and had to get a new car, and his new car came with a CD player, and I was like, why? Which I guess is stupid because I do have the Taylor Swift CD. Reputation is always in my CD player in my mm-hmm. car. But that's just because I got it because she had the big album that had everything from Target and you got all the bonus material
yeah,
and stuff.
Me. I just keep that in there.
Yeah. And then Jeremy gave me a Limp Bizkit album that I've never listened to because I don't want to take out my one CD from out of there. Because those are the only two CDs that I have. And the Limp Bizkit, I'm going to have to get rid of it.
I have a lot of CDs. I just don't keep them in my car or use them. They're just stacked up because I've already uploaded them on iTunes and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Okay.
I don't have iTunes anymore, though.
Jeremy, I need to come go through your stuff. We tackled the garage this weekend, and oh my goodness, it was so frustrating.
It's hard for him to let things go, I'm sure. I'm not making excuses for him. Please don't attack me. But I mean, I guess he's got to have some sort of sentiment attached, or why does he keep it around?
I don't know. Well, then cleaning out the garage turned into memory lane. Like, oh, mm-hmm. we look at this.
Why takes it so much longer?
Why do you have pictures outside? Why is there mm-hmm. whole picture albums outside? Like, let's put those up. Let's put them somewhere. I'm not saying you have to get rid of everything. Let's just get, you know what I got rid of? I got rid of my outside refrigerator. I had a little mini fridge. I got rid of that because it quit working. Because why do you hold on to something that you don't need?
Right.
I got rid of an inflatable kayak that I got for Jeremy a couple years ago for Christmas because he used it once. And so I gave it to Amanda Lopez. I was texting her.
Good.
I'm like, girl, you want something? Because I was just going to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Jeremy told me, I wasn't even planning on going here, but he told me that we were going to save some stuff for a garage sale. I said, what are we going to sell? we're not selling any of this. Nobody wants your stuff, babe.
It's a process to do a garage sale.
Not going to do a garage sale.
I think you even have to get, I mean, if you do it right, I think you have to get approval from the city. Because I don't think you're allowed to do it like more than 5 times in a year, or they can fine you. I don't know. All the nonsense, but it's not easy.
I've never had a garage sale, and I'm not going to do it now. If there was something worth selling, then yes, sell it on Facebook Market. Do something. The one thing he did end up making sense about, we've had a Wii for forever, and I have wanted to set up the Wii. I want to have fun on the Wii. It doesn't work with our TV. So we were going to have to buy some kind of attachment and put it up in our bedroom, mm-hmm. and it's never gotten done. And so I told Jeremy, I said, we're throwing all of this out. He's like, well, all we got to do is get an attachment. Sure, but it's never been done before, so I'm not going to hold on to something just because one day we might put it together. Wiis are old.
They are old.
Yeah. We've never had it together while we've been in the house. So I asked Amanda if she wanted it. She didn't want that. And I was just going to throw it out. And he said, no, I'll go sell it to GameStop. And I was like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you're going to go sell it and get $5,
that's
fine. I mean, that makes sense. But the mm-hmm. rest of this, he wanted to know if anybody wanted his ice skates. I'm like, throw that crap out. Uh-huh. Throw it out. Somebody wants your old...
Or donate it.
Someone ice skates.
Might want, I mean, probably not in Texas, but someone might want the ice skates. I don't know.
We have three hockey sticks in
the
our garage.
The bad thing is most people, whenever they're doing their garage business and cleaning everything out, they don't have separate piles for donation and for trash. It's either the donation people get your trash or everything That's goes in true. The trash and good things get tossed out.
But that's true. Whenever I was helping my neighbor move, she gave away a lot of like plastic cups, like fuzzy cups. Like just throw that at, nobody wants your stuff.
Oh,
nobody wants it.
I see it at Goodwill. I do. My husband said he's never getting rid of another Nintendo device ever again. He just mourns over the fact that he doesn't have the original NES anymore. So we have every system that's ever existed since then that we've purchased, and it's never going anywhere.
I'm sure we have all that and more in my garage, just to be determined. I really thought with him getting the new car that we could get the garage clean, which also bonus, then we get the ping pong table,
yeah,
which Josh is wanting, and then we can have you and Josh over for ping pong. I want a ping pong table. I lucked out. Went to a sports bar this weekend to not watch sports just because
you're with people.
Yeah, because we wanted to go get something to drink after Amanda's game. And as soon as I left, Amanda had a fight. As soon as I left her fight, I was like, man, I want to play ping pong. And went to this bar and there was a ping pong table.
Destiny!
And I'm like, Destiny! Yeah. People were watching Stars and I was like, who's going to play ping pong? I'm like pestering people until somebody would play with me.
I'm going to be terrible at it, but it's okay. I won't get wrapped around the axle about it.
And then... As I'm sitting there with all these Dallas Stars fans in their jerseys, and they're all about, I didn't realize it was Stanley Cup. I guess I knew that because anyway.
It's the playoffs for it.
Yeah. So they're watching this series and they're so invested. And I got finished playing ping pong and finally I sit down and I start talking to people. I'm like, oh, y'all are hockey fans?
Is that what we're watching?
Look at what I have. And then I showed them our picture of us with the Stanley Cup.
I bet they were mad.
As I'm like, I totally don't care, but look at what I've touched. Speaking of our picture real quick.
Yes.
So Amy and I got to take a picture with the Stanley Cup, and my husband Jeremy was so proud. He went and had pictures made and framed. And
you presented it on our picnic party. Mm-hmm. It was so wonderful. And we schemed what we were going to do with it.
Yeah. So we had two. Amy has one at her desk, and the second one we put in the Canal Side Lounge here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And the Canal Side Lounge is where we have artists come perform or whenever we have guests in studio. A lot of times we'll bring them out here if it's going to be multiple people. So this is where the people perform and come out.
Mm-hmm. Newsflash, nobody listens to the podcast. So since we've talked about it, nobody knew.
Well, we snuck it in on one of the artist shelves that we have in here. And there's Colby Calais and Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran and Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, all these famous people up here. And Amy and I snuck our picture in, and we have had two people notice.
I know one. Are we saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so our assistant producer, mm-hmm. Nick, he has been editing this video for, he said, weeks and weeks, and finally, after looking at the same footage over and over and over again, he noticed our image in the background. He's like, I just picked up on this.
Yeah, so Nick Adams from the Shut Up Podcast.
He loves the bit. He's all on board.
Yeah. Said it was funny and said he's not going to say anything. So he's there with us. And then Cammy, our girl Cammy from the Man Room.
Good.
She noticed very early on and was like, why is y'all's picture up there? So I think we might need to up the ante a little bit.
Like add pictures around. I thought maybe even this is going way overboard, but we could even do the same poses as some of these famous people and just or Photoshop our faces on their faces.
I like the way you think, because I was thinking most of our pictures that we have together are iPhone pictures and you can't blow those up.
Mm-hmm.
So just Photoshop. That's great. We don't even have to pose for different ones. You can
and
just
see
Photoshop.
When they notice.
Yeah, because this one is over our fireplace in the Canal Side Lounge. But there's a big picture display, I guess.
That's like a collage.
Thank you. Picture collage in the back. And I think we need to start sneaking in a photo or two.
I agree.
And see how many we can get up by the end of the year
until
before somebody notices.
Someone important. Sorry. That sounded like a diss.
Well,
someone tells us when to take it down.
Well, no. I mean, Nick, Nick, I respect him so much for thinking that it's funny and not going to tell on our joke.
Yeah.
What I'm wanting is kind of in the middle of the interview, like, what? When did we put pictures of Lacey and Amy everywhere? That's more of what I was thinking.
It's great. I love it.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is my pool party podner. Sorry. I like all the peas and I'm bopping all over the place. Not only is Lacey entertaining in studio, but she's fun in the sun too. Plus, great news, we played a game and her record for worst person ever was stolen. That means Lacey needs a new title.
Yay! I enjoy not being the worst person ever. It sucks to only win at those kind of games.
Yeah.
She's a mother. I'm not singing again.
Not again. What did I do?
She's a mother and her big day is coming up. She shies away from birthdays, but will she embrace Mommy Day? Also, this is not my holiday. But why has she been calling me a mom? The girl that is a mom to a handful of kids, but not to any dragons, has a name, and it is
Amy Nichols. I've been calling you mom because you're so prepared. And I hope I didn't make you mad the other day when I said it, because I really do think you would make a great mom. And that's not me like trying to guilt trip you or anything, but I just think you are motherly. You care about people. And I don't know. I just think you would be good at it if you wanted to.
I thought it was sweet. Okay. I thought it was sweet that you said that. And we're on a group text, which you're a part of but can't read.
Yes.
On the group text, they were already calling me mom. Because I'm like,
really?
So I was like, I have this. Because we had a pool party at Alicia from On Cloud Wine. We had a pool party at Alicia's house over the weekend. And I don't mean to be controlling, so I hope that I'm not.
No.
But we're having a pool party. I wanted to make sure, like, what's the food situation? What do we need to bring? Also, you're supposed to bring stuff to other people's house. And I don't know if everybody else knows that. So that's why I was kind of trying to take control. Like, Alicia wasn't doing a lot of planning. So she had just said, oh, we'll have food. We'll have this. Well, oh, you want tacos? Because this would be a great, easy to do and cheap. So I can bring that. Who's going to bring what? Everybody brought everything.
And everybody was willing to participate. It's just organizing it all.
Yeah. And I mean, it was asking, what would you like to bring? Not saying you need to bring this. But it worked out perfect. And Anna was texting before the pool party and she was like, hey, are we having food or do I need to pre-eat? And I'm like, girl, gotcha. Just left the meat market. We got all this kind of stuff going on. Thanks, mom.
Oh, my goodness. I totally missed out on that.
Also, I hate to pull out the bougie card, but I was asking Cammie what she's going to bring. And Cammie was like, well, I really like this guacamole. It's store-bought. And I'm like, no, you bring beverages. Don't nobody want your store-bought guacamole.
Hey, I have had store-bought that is bad and good. So nothing beats homemade guacamole, though.
Well, also, Alicia had offered to make guacamole. That was the one thing she said she was going to make. But
if not,
I was going to make guacamole. Is just so easy to make.
Yeah.
So it's not like it requires anything. Second bougie card. We were out at the pool for a couple hours.
Yeah.
It was a pre-Cinco de Mayo party because Cinco de Mayo was on Sunday. And we had food. We had drinks. Had a good time. Went inside for a little bit. And while I was inside, I was thirsty. So I got some water. And then they went to the store and was like, can I get anything? I said, yeah, I'd like water. And Alicia was like, I have plenty of water here. I mean, it's from the tap. I said, girl, I want some bottled water. But the reason was because I had used the last of her ice and it was like an automatic dispenser. She doesn't have ice trays. So that's why whenever I got water and I used the last of the ice cubes, then I'm like sharing my water with everybody. I'm like, hey, I know everybody thirsty. So I mean, like, here, little kid, why don't you sip some of this water? And being mom. Yeah. Being mom to everybody. So whenever they went to the store, I wanted some water. And then they thought I was bougie because I wanted some bottled water.
I don't think that's bougie, especially since you're traveling, over an hour to get home. And you want to be drinking water on your way home.
Yeah.
You don't have a device to do that.
I didn't bring my douchey Yeti cup because you told me it was douchey.
I did. I brought mine. I totally brought mine. I totally judged you and then did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but it was a really good time. I'm so glad that we went.
I did too. I like hanging out with y'all outside of office.
Yeah, and it was.
I did not construct that sentence well, but it was real. It was not. Oh my God.
It was a lot of fun.
I meant it.
And it was the first official kickoff to summer, I feel like. I mean, the pool was a little chilly, but that's the first outside activity that I've really done.
Yeah.
Because the weather's been weird here.
Yeah. There's been more rain than I think we would like, especially on the weekends. It seems like it was only raining on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for the last several weeks. Why not during the week when we're not doing anything?
Yeah. Which, speaking of, by the way, we finally heard back from insurance today, and we are getting our roof and gutters replaced.
Yay!
And new paint job for the living room.
Excellent.
Which is perfect.
Whoa,
because
all of it.
Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to do that anyway.
Yeah.
And now I think insurance is going to have to pay for it. So it's just nice. It's
very
a nice,
nice
upgrade. Yeah. Sorry, I'm stalling because I texted Anna.
No,
I want Anna
totally
to get
cool.
in here.
I don't know. Did she respond?
Here she is.
Hello.
Okay, Amy, come hop over here with me. And I want to bring on Anna, who we've already been talking about. Anna from Channel Surfing and On Cloud Wine. All that we were talking about you about was the pool party this weekend. How we had so much fun at the pool party. Amy was calling me mom. And I was like, oh, well, you didn't see the group text because she can't ever respond. So she didn't see the group text where you were already calling me mom.
Oh.
So I'm not saying celebrate me this weekend because it is really about the mothers. But I'm just saying I do take care of y'all. So,
that's
you
so
know,
funny.
If you're thinking about anything. But Anna, we have to let you in on something.
Oh, no.
We're beefing with you.
Why?
You have no guess why.
Is it because I made a joke and got you a water bottle?
Did just talk about that. No, I appreciate the water bottle.
Is it because can you give me a hint?
It might have something to do with just our small group text between me, you, and
Oh, no. Have I not
Lacey.
Been texting the time enough?
No, I sent 4:44 yesterday, and I didn't get anything until this morning.
I was...
Until I did it again for 5:55. And I am not beefing because you did finally respond. It just... I felt a little left out. Maybe you were busy yesterday.
I will admit something.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was asleep from 1:30 to 6 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
So
when you woke up, did you not notice anything that you should have responded to? Because you take the time to respond to Amy over the time text, which we've all said like doesn't require a response back.
Uh-huh.
But Anna,
yeah,
big things were going on in my life yesterday, and I was texting you about it, and I did not get a response from
you. Text me?
Yes.
Sleeping,
check my phone. What did you text me about? I don't have a text from you from yesterday.
The first rule of Game of Thrones is when you watch Game of Thrones, you have to talk about Game of Thrones.
You did not text me anything yesterday. My last text from you says, hey, I don't know if Kelly knows, but Meghan Markle is in labor.
Nope. This was on the group text.
Hello. That's the last text I have from you.
I texted you yesterday at 2:22, which just so happened to be the time. I said 2:22,
okay,
just watched the Red Wedding.
Oh, you know what? I did have a response to that, and I thought about it, but I'm going to have to tell you off the podcast.
Why?
Because it's bad. I really will have to tell you off the podcast.
What if I want to know right now?
No.
I mean, you can.
I want to wait, too. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'll have to tell you when I'm not on the record. Because I did have a response to that, because whenever you did text me that, there was something going on with me personally. I guess I was napping from 2:30. Anyway, there was something that happened to me personally yesterday that made me really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to respond and say, like, I feel like I'm part of the Red Wedding.
Oh, no.
But I'll have to explain it all. But I'm really sorry that I didn't respond to you. That's my bad. But also, what did you think of the Red Wedding?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. And I knew that this moment was going on. Okay, first off, Anna has been my go-to Game of Thrones because you practically held my hand through the first season and helped me all the way along.
Because
I'm like,
I was just
there. What is going on?
I was just there.
Now I'm completely in the know with everything, I feel like. I'm watching the inside the episodes afterwards. I just started a new season, so I did like the recap of all the new mm-hmm. people coming on. So I feel like I'm actually
good.
Finally getting it. Red Wedding happened, and I've been waiting for this moment. And then whenever it happened, I didn't even realize till it was happening. And then I was like, oh my, is this it?
Yeah,
I paused it, Googled what season is the Red Wedding, because I thought it was next season for some reason. I could have sworn somebody told me season 4. So it was fantastic. Now, let me just tell you about my day yesterday. I got home, and I was going to take a nap, But Jeremy told me there was something going on this upcoming episode. So I was like, let me just get through the episode. Well, then I was so literally shook that I couldn't go to sleep after that.
Yeah.
So I just continued to watch Game of Thrones until my friend came over, and then I watched Game of Thrones with her. So I made it through the Red Wedding, which was crazy. I'm not going to lie. I thought the Red Wedding was going to be Joffrey at his wedding, and I thought stuff was going to go down there. So I kept waiting for the big wedding. That would make sense. I didn't realize it was going to be somebody I still don't even know their names because I'm not
Rob?
That. Well, I knew Rob, but I mean the people whose wedding it was, that creepy dude with all the girls.
Frey.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting that until it happened.
Yeah.
And then I kept on binging through. So I also made it through the purple wedding, which is...
What's the purple wedding?
Joffrey's.
Oh, is that like the name of it?
Uh-huh. That's well, afterwards.
Because they have purple?
They have the recap afterwards, and then it recapped the purple wedding. So I haven't heard them refer to it yet, but I don't know if there's more weddings and like they have to label all of them because there's so many colors.
The colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But yeah, and then I'm telling Jeremy, I'm like, oh, Jeremy got way ahead of me on Game of Thrones. So I was finally catching up. And then I surpassed him and he was like, wow, you sound like you've been busy today. And I was like, I think you're mocking me, but actually I've also done all of this. So then I had to like list out everything else that I had done with my day.
Well, you had said that you had a lot going on in your life and then all you've talked about is Game of Thrones.
I do have a question though. So now that you're in it, you're in Game of Thrones, you've made it to season 4, you're halfway there essentially. Uh-huh. Do you understand what I was going through whenever you yelled at me and told me to stop talking about Game of Thrones?
I guess. And that's actually, I was going to ask. I wanted to ask the Lippy Hippies if anybody's into Game of Thrones and should I just stop talking? Because if I need to stop talking, that's fine. But that was just such a good moment. And then I'm talking to Jeremy about it last night. He was at work. And he's like, why do you keep calling it the Red Wedding? And I'm like, oh, you didn't even know about the Red Wedding?
Beforehand?
So he had no idea.
Yeah, I was the same. I didn't know about it either until it was happening. And I cried. And I was like, oh, my God.
I've known about the Red Wedding for years. So then whenever it finally happened, I was like, oh my gosh.
Like, this is it.
Is this what's happening? Because I kept waiting for that big moment.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Amy, that's it. I mean, I had plenty of other stuff going, but whenever I said I have something going on in my life, I was just feeling ignored by Anna, and I could not believe.
Oh, I'm really sorry. That is my fault completely.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
To be determined. I did text other people, though, because I knew somebody would care. Amy responded back, and I texted two other friends, and they cared. And they all responded back. So,
okay, good. Yeah. I am sorry. That is totally on me. That's my bad.
Out of five responded.
I apologize.
That's it. Okay. No, thank you for being my friend through Game of Thrones.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really excited
for you.
I cannot wait to hear your story afterwards.
Oh,
it's really not that exciting, but you'll be like, oh, okay. But I'm sorry that I'm not saying it on the record.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll tell you exactly 1 year from today.
Thank you, Anna. Listen to On Cloud Wine and Channel Surfing to hear more greatness from Anna.
Yes, I'm actually recapping Game of Thrones episode by episode on Channel Surfing. This week, Amy's on it. So
yay! And that's for people who are caught up. I'm Game of Thrones on delay.
Yeah, it's season 8 strictly. So
yay!
Yeah, that's my plug. Bye.
Bye, Anna.
You can edit me out.
No. All right. Well, I feel better now that I got that off my chest.
I'm really glad.
And thank you for coming over here and sharing a mic with me.
I know. I should have sat in your lap.
Dang it, I forgot that you were supposed to.
I know. I was just kneeling.
Well, you offered to. You were going to sit in my lap. But yeah, that is what's going on in my life, Amy.
Hey, that's great.
That was all very heavy yesterday.
Love it. Yeah, I was so shocked with that episode. It was... That one and the end of season 1. It was just like, what?
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, it was good. But don't worry. I did do plenty of other stuff yesterday. I think I found a really great Mother's Day gift. Well, I know I found a really great Mother's Day gift. Correction. But it took a lot of work because what are you doing for Mother's Day?
I'll probably just hang out with my mom and Josh's mom and my own kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have any actual plans yet.
So you have to travel around with everybody? I knew you wanted to hang out with your mom. I didn't know if that meant the family and your mom or if you're like, screw you, fam. I'm going to go hang out with my mama for a little bit.
No, my kids get jealous if I hang out with my mom by myself. They really, really love their grandmother. So I would take them with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you expect anything for Mother's Day?
No. Mm-mm. I usually make my mom like a brunch at her house. I'll make it there. And then we see his mother in the evening. And we just try to fit everything in that way.
Yeah, I only have my mom. My mother-in-law lives in Florida. So I do have my mom, and they decided they're not going on vacation this weekend. So I'll be with them. And my mom had wanted a particular gift and then changed her mind. So I knew what I wanted to get her, but I knew it was going to take some work. So I ordered her, and she doesn't listen. So I can say this freely. I don't even have to say tune out mom. Mom does not listen. But I ordered her this necklace that has handwriting on it. And I had to find a card from my grandmother who's passed away, from her mom.
I love this idea so much.
It looks old-timey and it's brass, which I thought, like, I didn't know if brass is dirty. But then I really like the old-timey look to it because I could have ordered sterling silver, or I could have ordered something else.
I don't think it's a dirty thing. It's some people are like hypoallergenic to certain metals, but whatever. I love the old-timey look.
Yeah, and I would hope that this wouldn't turn her. I mean, I intentionally bought this. It wasn't any cheaper or more expensive than other options. But I had to go. I have this hope chest that my parents got me whenever I graduated high school, and it's just full of all this memorabilia. Everything. I've got my childhood stuff. I've got my brother's childhood stuff because he's never lived in very stable places. So I kept his stuff just in case. I've got everything. I've got baby blankets and my first toy that I won at a pageant. I've got just all kind of stuff
in
there.
So you're saying all this stuff fits in a chest and not take up the entire garage?
Thank you very much. Yes. And it is horribly disorganized, but still. But I went through this entire chest to find a card that had my granny's signature on it.
Did you find one?
I emptied out my entire chest. Couldn't find it. I was even getting mad at my other grandma. Not really. I love her and she's also deceased. But I had so many cards from my other grandparents and even from my papa, who passed away whenever I was like young. I've got cards from everybody. I had cards from Maria and Amanda. Amanda's little scribbled out on there. Just everything. I could not find one from my granny.
This is heartbreaking. Did you eventually find something?
Yes. Maria came over and she goes, if it was that important to you, wouldn't you have it somewhere else? Ding, 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 ding.
Good.
And I remembered I have a locked box and it was the very last card in my locked box and it said, much love and prayers, Granny. And so I was able to order it, and it's going to say, much love and prayers, Granny.
I love this idea.
It's not going to be in enough time, but
that's okay.
Yeah. I'll probably give her like a pedicure, or take us for a pedicure or
that's
something
my
after
go-to.
Church.
I usually treat myself if I do anything, but I'll go get a pedicure or a manicure. It's just a little something.
And that's something my mom won't do without me, so it's nice.
Right.
So I figure I'll get her that and do that. But now today I have to go back and I have to put my trunk back together because there is everything out of there. I found some good stuff though. I found some pretty cool stuff. But it just made me wonder about Mother's Day and what other plans are. Hope everybody has a good Mother's Day and has good plans.
Yeah, I usually get, besides making a brunch, I usually try to get the moms a plant. I don't like to do a bouquet of flowers. I do like a lavender plant, or I've done like hostas, which needs a lot of shade so that they keep it on their porch or whatever. But it's, I mean, all these plants that I've gotten them in the past, they usually last a few years.
I want herb plants. Because I've been cooking with fresh herbs lately. Used to, if it called for herbs or if it called for a spice that I don't have, I would skip it in the recipe. But now that I've actually been using the herbs that it calls for, I love it. And
it really
does make a big difference.
Absolutely. Basil, fresh basil is my best friend. I love it so much. You're not jealous, are you?
I deserve that. I really deserve that. So I wouldn't mind that kind of plant. But yeah, that just made me happy going through everything. Now I'm going to be unhappy whenever I have to pack it back up. And it's so completely disorganized, but it's fine. Someone that is happy that something's coming back. I can't believe how much influence social media has sometimes, or even a particular person has on social media.
I know what you're about to say, and I am wondering, well, first of all, why it's taken so darn long, because everybody feels this way, but one person who's got a little bit of credibility in celebrity world, and it happens in the blink of an eye. Mm-mm.
So Chance the Rapper tweeted something, and I don't have all of it in front of me, but he tweeted something inspirational and was like, today is going to be a good day. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen.
So positive.
And, yeah. And Wendy's will bring back spicy nuggets at some point. Please, 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 Lord, let it be today, is what he tweeted. And I haven't been Wendy's in a super long time, so I didn't even realize they got rid of the spicy chicken nuggets.
I go often. Well, that's not true. Whenever, because we don't usually eat out, but if we have not enough time to eat at home and we're on the go, Wendy's or Jack in the Box are places to go. And Wendy's doesn't have the spicy nuggets anymore.
So they don't have the dollar nuggets.
They don't. Well, they have like a value menu, and I'm not even sure that the nuggets are a dollar. It's like a dollar, $2, and $3, and there's like a 4-piece and a 6-piece. I'm not sure which one, what their actually cost is.
Because that's how I used to support myself. Before mm-hmm. Jeremy, whenever I first got with Jeremy, I lived off the dollar menu and Subway. Like, I didn't go grocery shopping. Yeah. I lived with a roommate. I didn't go grocery shopping. I didn't cook. I didn't do anything. And whenever I first got with Jeremy, he was like, that's not good. And he started making my lunches for me and would make me like roll ups and stuff. Now, situation has reversed. Now I feel like I'm the one slaving all day. Clean out the garage. Whatever. But that used to be my jam.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. And any place. Like, I think McDonald's had a spicy chicken that has comes and goes. And even, Chipotle? No, not Chipotle. Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A sometimes has it spicy and sometimes not. I'm like, why ever take away the spicy? Especially in the South.
Yeah.
Like, we're all about the spicy.
Yeah. So Chance the Rapper tweeted this, and Wendy's got a hold of it and was like, you know what? I'll bring it back.
Yay!
I'll bring it back if you get me 2,000 likes, I believe. No, 2 million. Mm-hmm. 2 million likes on that tweet. And they did. And Wendy's was ecstatic because they're like, woohoo, look at all this publicity.
Well, and it happened in less than 12 hours, I think.
Yeah.
It was so fast.
It took off. So now they said they will bring it back, but they don't have a date yet. And it made us wonder, what would you like to bring back if you could?
Well, I have one. I've been inspired by a viral video, and I was going to play it for you. I don't know if I should just straight up say what it is or play the clip first.
If you tell me what it is, does that just give it away?
I don't know. Do you know what dungarees are?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think so. Maybe jeans?
Sort of. You ready?
Uh-huh.
These dungarees were gifted. Society dictates that I must wear clothes, but waistbands and chafing bring me woes. And there are laws about public nudity, and I've studied all the loopholes they apply to me. Now all I want's to be comfortable, but pajamas aren't socially acceptable. So the only way my soft girl flag flies free is when I slip into a pair of dungarees. This is sexy, I feel sexy. Pull down on the strap, it's to undress me. I feel like an adult baby, but it doesn't faze me, I'm an adult baby. This is sexy, I feel sexy. Pull down on the bike box to undress me. I feel like an adult baby. Feels amazing, I'm an adult baby. Adult baby. Adult baby.
Okay, so party wild, you two could. I was like trying to child, the people side eye, but you know you rock it. Gotta get nude if you want to pee, and you'll never be. Well, they have your language. That's for sure. Okay. I was trying to watch the video because I really didn't know
what she was saying.
Well, I didn't know what dungarees are. So
they're overalls. I love overalls so much. And I think they're coming back.
They are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't care if they're shorts or long or dresses. I don't care. Just because, I don't know, it's just so easy. And I want them to be well worn. Like, I want to go get them from this resale shop because I want to be comfortable.
Is that just a comfortable brand of overalls?
I think it's what, like, people in Australia call them, or maybe it's just what certain people of another country call overalls.
Okay, here's my problem with overalls.
They're adult baby clothes.
I wasn't going to say that.
They are so great.
I love overalls, and I've tried ordering some. But if you don't get them in the right size, then you have can have a situation going on.
Oh, like down south?
Yeah. So I feel like every pair of overalls I've ever tried on, I'm like, ooh, that doesn't work. Because if you have to question, is that a toe or is that a seam? Then no. Then you can't do it.
Mm-mm. No. I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're almost an entire outfit in and of itself. Like, it's a onesie. Mm-hmm. Like, you could wear anything underneath. It doesn't really matter. It's all about the overalls.
I used to love in middle school. I was always trying to push the line. Imagine that. But in middle school, of course, we had to be completely covered. I mean, you couldn't have any body parts hanging out or anything. Well, how I would get away with it is I would wear a short shirt and then boxers underneath my overalls. So then I'd have like a little bit of skin out the side, but I wouldn't get in any trouble for it. And that was the style. But I'd also wear like full on boxers.
Did you have your own boxers or did you borrow them from someone?
I would have been borrowing them from my brother or my dad. So okay. The answer to that is no. They were my own boxers.
Oh, okay.
They were, yeah.
I mean, I borrowed Josh's. That might be weird, but.
But I was in middle school though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I wasn't wearing family friendly boxers. These were like my own. I mean, because I'd probably sleep in them. You know, I'd have like Valentine's boxers with hearts
on
them.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
But yes, I do respect the overall. I personally can't pull it off.
I think you just haven't found the right ones yet.
I need either a bigger size or my torso is long. So then it's trying to compensate or I don't know. I'm used to wearing my pants up higher anyway, so maybe I'm trying to wear those higher, and then you can't be hiking those up too much. I don't know. I haven't really figured it out. I want to bring back prayers and spankings in school.
Wow.
This does not affect me.
Happy Mother's Day.
But being all motherly, I mean, I think that there is something wrong in the schools today, and what is changing?
Right. I agree. I think there are some problems. I mean, statistics are even showing. I don't want to get all deep on you, but we're way behind compared to other first world countries. And I think that parents are expecting their teachers to raise their kids, basically. And, you know, I think we should start at home and then the school can reinforce things. And I think prayer helps just because it unifies. I mean, why aren't we doing anything that unifies the school system? I don't know. I know the God and school state needs to be separate, but I don't know.
And do they even do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore, or is that done too?
I think they do it over announcements, but I think someone just says it. I don't know if they're required to stand up and put their hand over their heart and face the flag. I'm not sure.
Well, happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Thank you for everybody who does that.
Gosh, it's so hard. It is so hard dealing with teenagers this year or this generation or not even just teenagers, just kids in general. Some parents are just getting so lazy.
But bring back the spankings all the way around in school, at home. Beat your kids until they act right, I think. Don't go crazy with it. But yeah, a little bit of discipline's great.
Yeah, discipline. I feel like teachers can't do things anymore. They just get in trouble for things.
Also, cursive. What up with not knowing cursive anymore?
I
not
think it is coming
that.
Back. I do. I think they've said that it's coming back just because, I mean, do we really want people not knowing how to read the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah.
That's the foundation of our nation. People don't know what that is or what it says.
And Amanda Lopez, she's 11. I went to her jiu-jitsu fight over the weekend. She's so badass. But I went to her fight over the weekend. Well, I've given her cards before and I write in cursive and she can't read the cards. And so I started to give her a card before the fight. Well, I did give her a card, but whenever I started writing it, I started writing in cursive and I started and then I put parentheses. Oh, I forgot. You can't read in cursive. And then I went to print. And sure enough, as soon as she opened it, she goes, I can't read in cursive. I said, read it.
My mom is so funny. She has a very odd type of print. She does a combo of cursive and print. So she just switches back and forth between letters and in a single word. It's It's beautiful. It's really pretty, but some people can get confused.
I mean, my handwriting is really lazy because I don't do it that often.
You have beautiful writing.
Aw, thank you.
I mean, like, really, I have like a dude, like a little dude.
I think mine, because I mean, usually if I'm writing notes for myself, so I don't try to be pretty with it because I'm typing the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So I'm losing my handwriting for sure.
I think you even won the typewriting contest.
No.
You didn't?
Alicia did.
You did well, though. And remember, you did well. I
did okay. Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I did okay.
Well, I actually looked up BuzzFeed lists of things, trends to bring back, and things that need to go. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, I think these are written by different people because some of them are on both lists, which is strange. Some of these things are 2009 trends that need to come back in 2019. And I'm sad to confess that I didn't even know a lot of these things were gone. But I agree with most of them. Low-rise jeans, I do not agree with. Low-rise jeans, I'm all about the high-waisted pant.
Yeah.
I don't want to call them mom jeans, but I'm all about that.
They're not mom jeans, though. That's different. Just to be able to be, well, I've got all kinds of situations going on. If I'm wearing low-rise jeans and my shirt hits me just right, then I might be flashing a tramp stamp. And I'm not trying to do that because that looks so bad back there. We had a kangaroo in studio last week, and yes! I'm down on the floor playing with a kangaroo. And the whole time I'm just like, oh my gosh, I hope that my pants are covering up my butt right now.
You're going to love this one, Lacey. Asymmetric haircuts. It's like a mullet, but not a mullet, like old school mullet, but like it's like angled. Like kind of like Victoria Beckham. Like,
yeah,
we need that to come back. What do you think?
So you thought I was going to get excited because once upon a time I had a mullet.
No. Did you have a mullet?
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Shut up.
I cut my hair. Oh, girl. It was traumatizing. I cut my hair right before school. And of course, I just cut it.
Like a little kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right before I started kindergarten.
Oh. Okay.
And so I just grabbed the front of my hair and I cut it. And it was right before school. So my mom didn't want me to start school with a bowl cut. Mm-hmm. So she gave me a mullet. And I mean, granted, if there was a time to have a mullet, this was the time. I started school 89 to 90 is whenever I went to kindergarten. So she was really respectful. She did not take any pictures of it. But I remember whenever my hair was growing out, it would bother me. So we would have to braid it to like keep it out of my face.
Yeah.
Well, I knew this, but I never had confirmation on it because I didn't know if I really wanted to know. Like, that's a deep, dark family secret. If I've got to go back and ask about it, that's traumatizing. So finally, I called my mom up one day and I'm like, Mom, I'm an adult. I'm ready for the truth. And she's like, yeah, I cut your hair into a mullet because what else was I going to do? She didn't want to cut all my hair off.
Yeah.
Well, then I was going through old photos one day and it was a picture of me and my lifelong best friend, Bonnie. We both have January birthdays and we had birthday parties together growing up. And it was a picture of me and Bonnie at our birthday party. And it must have been my fifth birthday and her fourth, I guess. And there's a picture of me from the side. And Jeremy was like, oh, that's it. That's mullet Lacey. That's, and I just have like this just little bit of hair right here. I was still adorable. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. I love that. No, I meant the mullet because you talk about mullet dresses and mullet style. Just, I don't know. I figured you'd really like that. You're into it. But I know Morgan had a mullet when she was little, my daughter, but it was on accident. It grew in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like she would only have it grow in the back and it never grew in front. So we just put her in piggytails all the time so no one had to see it or make fun of her.
One thing I found yesterday whenever I was unloading all this stuff from my hope chest, the very first concert I went to was Billy Ray Cyrus, mullet dude.
Yeah.
Back in the day, achy breaky heart. And I found a sign that I made that said achy breaky heart. And I'm going through this and I'm texting my dad the whole time. He was Mother's Day shopping yesterday. So I'm texting him and I'm just getting angry that I have achy breaky heart picture that I made to go to this concert. And I have random cards from other people, but I couldn't find what I was looking for my granny. So I'm texting him and I'm like, oh, this is going to be somebody else's problem when I die. And he just didn't really respond. And then later he's like, I think you should frame that achy breaky heart picture. I was getting so angry. I'm surprised a trend that I don't think should die. And I can't believe I'm saying this is a fanny pack.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that fanny packs came back.
Me either.
We were ridiculed whenever we wore them. Mm-hmm. You wore them out of necessity. I mean, that's something else traumatizing. Mullet and fanny packs. I used to have to wear fanny packs of freaking Six Flags, and I looked like such a doofus, and now they're cute.
Oh, yeah, they're cute. I mean, they're like super, super stylish. And I don't know if they're coming back because it's a joke. Like, we're in on the joke.
No. It's fashionable.
But, like, it's a joke. Like, they're not.
It's cute. They have cute ones
they
now.
They absolutely have cute ones. But is it popular because it was a joke back then?
I don't know. I mean, even though it's cute, I can't do it.
I think I could, maybe. If I found the right one. I want one. Morgan does it all the time. I'm
jealous. I think I would look
her.
Like I'm trying.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. I love the fanny pack. Okay, so this is something that needs to go. I really like Imagine Dragons, but a lot of people are saying that they are the new Nickelback, and I need to go.
Imagine Dragons? Really?
Yeah. Do you know Imagine Dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like them. I think they're, I mean, they did a performance once with,
yes.
should have looked it up
yes.
before.
It was like at the VMAs.
Yeah, like red powder and loud drums. It was like so powerful.
Their acoustic stuff is insane too.
Yeah, I cannot believe that people, society is saying that they need to go because they're like Nickelback. I don't agree at all.
No, I don't agree. I mean, I haven't heard new music from them in many, many years. One regret that I have for my girlfriend Kajal's birthday several years ago, they were playing at a little venue around here and Jeremy was going to get us tickets to go. And I think we made other plans and decided not to go. And then
missed out.
And then they blew up. And the next year they were at American frickin' Airlines. Mm-hmm. And we still didn't go see them. But Jeremy was like, you could have gone and seen them at the Curtain Club.
Yeah.
And
before
now,
they were cool.
Yeah. So I never did see them. Something I would love to bring back.
What?
My six pack.
You had a six pack?
Oh, girl. I had a crazy one.
Man.
And Maria showed up at the perfect timing yesterday, too, because she showed up and I'm in the middle of all this literal crap in my girl room. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was right down.
You can't say literal crap. It wasn't crap.
Okay, it wasn't literally crap. But I mean, I felt like it. The stuff that I'm angry texting my dad, like, this is going to be somebody else's problem one day. Yeah, I'm in the middle of all this and I was right at the very bottom. So I was like, I'm sorry. I know you just got here. I've got to keep going. Well, I found some really cute old school photos of myself from like, just different. Anyway, so I was like, you want to see a picture of me whenever I was hot? And of course, Maria was like, sure. you're still pretty. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And I'm like, no, look at that body. I mean, I have these photos that's just like, dang, you would not believe.
I never had a six pack, but I wasn't one of those kids that were active. I was just like sitting at my desk, like drawing and enjoying nature. I'd ride my bike around the neighborhood, but my nieces and nephews, they're like hardcore soccer players. They or volleyball or whatever. They seriously have washboard abs. And I'm like, how can a little person have a body like that? It's insane. Like a full-on athlete. I can never experience that. I don't know what it's like.
Oh, I wasn't athletic at all.
I don't know
I
how
just,
you had
I don't,
it.
I don't know either. But
genetics.
I was so tiny. I had this one teacher in high school. And that would take me to the side once a week and ask me if I had an eating disorder. And I'm like, I swear I do not. She was really concerned. But I mean, I ate and I ate like crap, too.
Girl, eat a burger.
Yeah. Oh, people tell me that all the time. Now I'm like, I wish somebody would tell me that. But yeah, I was that girl that after I finally went away to college and put on a little bit of weight, even though it wasn't that much, I'd come home and my friends' moms were like, finally, your face is actually filling out some. Like, I was nice and skinny. And then I grew up.
Bring back the six pack.
It's never gonna happen, but I can wish.
Okay, I really want to bring back bootcut jeans.
I know that's really
so. Yes, I have these camping pants. They're the only bootcut jeans that I've kept.
You're not talking about those parachute pants I make fun of you.
No, okay. Those are like I don't know what they're. No, they're not those. They're actual bootcut jeans, and they are so holy. I cannot wear them in public. public. That's why I call them my camping jeans. I only wear them with family while I'm camping, and I have to wear something underneath them because the butt's seriously blown out. It's mm-hmm. like there's nothing even there.
Mm-hmm. Josh?
Yeah. But they're so comfortable, and I like how they like flare over my tennis shoes, and it just like keeps all the maybe I just like them when I'm camping, but they like keep all the bugs from coming in, or like the grass that I'm walking through. If I'm walking through a trail, it doesn't like scratch my ankle, because now the new jeans are like, oh, let's fold them up three times and everything's exposed, you're vulnerable.
yeah I can actually get behind that kind of. I noticed in New York, which New York is supposed to be a lot trendier than we are, mm-hmm. they're ahead of the trend, and then it'll somehow trickle down to us. In New York, people are wearing big jeans. Like, you're talking mom jeans. These were like the acid washed. Yeah. But they were big. They were like big Levi's. They weren't form fitting.
Like
Jingo? Not that big. No. But they just weren't form fitting. Mm-hmm. So they were loose, and they were pretty skinny girls wearing them. I mean, it wasn't. I don't know if that's necessary. But everybody was wearing them. Everybody was wearing them. And they just look so much more comfortable than the super tight pants that I'm in. And I'm like waddling around, you know, trying to not let my thighs rub together because I don't want to blow anything out while I'm walking around all the time. But yeah, I could get behind that just because it's so hard to be comfortable sometimes. I am at that point where I'm like, man, I want to be cute, but I want to be comfortable too. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm feeling this way today, but corporal punishment and don't ask, don't tell policy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not quite sure what corporal punishment is. What is that? That's like chop off your hand if you steal, right?
I think so.
Chop off your head if you lie.
It's super severe. Yeah. Like there's no debate or like.
Oh, it's don't ask, don't tell policy.
It's military, right? It's. Has to do with
I don't know,
gender, I think, right?
I don't know, but while I was brainstorming, that's what I wrote down. Corporal punishment and don't ask,
don't
tell.
Don't even know.
I don't know.
What made you think of that?
Because I was feeling moody, so I'm like, punish everybody. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh my gosh,
don't ask, don't tell.
Love so much.
Yeah, it was military service by gays, bisexual, and lesbians. Yeah. Oh, so I guess that's still in effect. So we don't need to bring it back. There is a don't ask, don't tell. I didn't know if that had to do with corporal punishment or not. Also, I can't say that word for some reason.
Corporal.
Okay.
Corporal. Like 50% of the time.
Corporal punishment. But I also do believe in happiness and raises and praises. I want to bring that back too.
I do too.
Raises and praises.
I'm not ready for it right now, but I do want to. Wait. The praising.
Yeah.
But I want raised.
I want all of the above.
Yeah.
I want to be told that I'm doing a good job often.
Yeah.
And I want it to reflect in other areas as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. But we do need to bring back the praises. I'm just not ready for it today. Our own personal podcast praise. Maybe later. Some other time. Maybe when the talent show shows up.
We are going to do that at some point. We just don't even have studio space.
No. I know. We're like in a... pushed to a corner nowadays.
I know. We were here first, and now we're recording in the crappy studio in the back with the mics that pop.
Pop. Pop. Like the penis game. Pop. Okay. This was on the BuzzFeed Needs to Go, which I do not agree with. I don't know what is going on, but they're saying that rustic home decor needs to go. This is... why Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper is so stinking popular is because she does the farmhouse style. So I don't know, like, what are people against Joanna Gaines now? Who are these people who are saying that it needs to go?
So you're talking rustic like your kitchen table, not rustic like the Texas stars or all of the above?
I don't know. It said rustic home decor farmhouse, and all I thought was Joanna Gaines. I'm like, this is not fair or agree. Who's agreeing with this person?
Because I think the wood look is definitely in.
Oh, yeah.
The natural wood and a lot of wood. I don't see that going anywhere. I personally don't care for the Texas look for my own home, but I'm not against it at somebody else's. Because
you're Georgian.
Well, no, just the Texas star or regular star, I guess. So we just call it the Texas star. It looks really good at other people's home. That's just not my style. Although one thing that I do want to do. I don't know what that noise was. Whenever my niece Rihanna comes and visits me, she's been to Texas before. She did. Her mom was born in San Antonio, so they've gone to San Antonio before, but she's never come to see me. Mm-hmm. So I want to pick her up with a cowboy hat and do the cowboy thing. I want to take her down to the stockyards in a cowboy hat. Like I'm gonna yeehaw her out for sure.
I've never been to the stockyard.
You haven't?
No, I mean I've been in the area to like restaurants and stuff, but I've never seen animals in their pens, and I've never seen them walk down the road. That's not an invite. I didn't know what your eyes were doing.
Oh no, I was thinking, have I? But yes, yeah. I have. Okay. That's something. The Fort Worth Stockyards. That's something that you do whenever people come to town. Yeah. I don't just do that, but yeah, they have like really cheesy gunslinger shootouts and stuff in the street, and they have like a cattle march and everything. It's just something to do.
She'll really enjoy it. Yeah. I think she'll like that.
Yeah, but I want to get her a cowboy hat. Yay! Not a nice one, a little cheap one. Yeah. I only have cheap ones.
I'm all about the hats.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to bring back hats. This is not on my list. Because, okay, I'm into the hats, especially for summer. I don't think they ever went away, but I want more than just a baseball hat. I need more hat choices. I want maybe not a biker hat. I don't know. Something with little bill or something with shade.
I could rock a bonnet for sure.
Like the French beret?
Yes. Or no, like the tie, the prairie bonnet.
Yeah. It covers a lot. If it's like...
Or I guess Handmaid's Tale. I got a bonnet.
What if you started walking around with that?
I do respect the hat. I was feeling some serious hat envy.
Yeah, of mine?
Your hat looked great.
Oh, you weren't talking about mine.
Well, but then it was Kentucky Derby time, so I wanted to like get dressed for it. And Alicia had a couple hats, so I made her give me a hat. And then I was wanting to put a flower on it. I was going to start going through her fake flowers in her house and making me a hat. And then I realized it was too much. One of the creepiest things I ever did. I went to some political something with Jeremy a year or two ago. He was working on some campaign for somebody. I don't even know. I don't remember. But I had to go to this party, and it was Kentucky Derby weekend. And this chick walked up, this older lady. I can't remember her name. I had her picture. I know I've showed it to you, but I don't think I have it anymore. She walked up with the prettiest hat, and she had a bunch of pearls on and this white dress. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you were killing it. And she was a realtor, and she's telling me about how she has her own home, and it's two bedroom, but one bedroom's hers and the second one is her closet. And I'm just like, yes. Oh my God, I want to be you one day. Well, I ran into her at a charity event a year and a half later, probably. Mm-hmm. And I recognized her immediately.
And you're like, where's your hat?
Well, I ran up to her and I was like, hi, I don't know if you remember me, but, and I busted out my photo and showed her the photo of us together.
She's like, oh my God, she's a stalker.
Well, it's like, how do you recognize me? I talked to her for like maybe 10 minutes that one time, but I knew her. So, I knew her.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. I think I knew it then, though, but whatever. Yeah, I ran up to her with a photo of us. Like, I don't think the photo was necessary. The fact that I still had it in my phone.
It's just a little bit creepy.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I support the hat.
Did you ask her about her hat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she made it herself. I think I got a business card from her because she told me she can make, but I can make a hat. Yeah. We can make hats, Amy.
I can do that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Maybe I'm going to start learning how to weave, and I'll weave my own hat. Who knows?
Well, that's just
overkill. No, it's not. I know you were going there.
No, you knew I was going to say overkill, or I was going to say weave my own hat.
You were going to say that was too much.
Well, I don't know that I want to do that. I just want to glue stuff to my hat.
I want to weave a hat.
All right, we'll do it.
I dare you.
Coming up next podcast, Amy is going to weave a hat.
No, I promise nothing. Don't hold me to anything.
I want to bring back, and I don't know that anybody else has ever had this. Well, I don't think that we're special either, but Bossman George, 4-day work weeks. Let's bring back the 4-day work weeks during the summer.
Okay, I didn't hate this, but I also didn't have 4 days. I had the regular 5 days that I worked.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, not all of us got those days off. So, I mean, it was an easier day, but not everybody got it.
Well, I'm just saying, I think they've done studies. I don't have them in front of me, and I really don't usually
read
them.
I believe you. Yeah, I don't even need proof. I need no proof. I believe that less work makes people happier.
Yeah.
And let's go. More productive, too.
Sure. Let's go into the four-day work weeks, the three-day weekends. Get a lot done. I'm also a full supporter, which I can't say I want to bring this back because I've never officially let it go away, but the naps. Love the naps. I wish, I mean, at some places, like at Google, I heard, or maybe.
They have pods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little nap in pods. So you can go take a nap and then be productive for the rest of your day. And especially with the hours that we work, like I'm tired. You and I were going to go work out just to like get our energy going. So Jeremy would be proud of us. But no, just to go get our energy going because. Instead of napping yesterday, I watched a lot of Game of Thrones.
A lot going on in your life.
And then I still went to bed late. And I was feeling good. I mean, we pulled it together. But we had to get our podcasting done and not just go work out for some extra energy. But I'm a fan of the nap.
I am a fan of the nap. I don't know. There's something wrong with me, I think. I've tried to nap sometimes. And then other times I just don't have it in there and I just forget about it. I forget about the nap. Maybe the nap needs more credit.
Napping can be hard though, because if I'm just not in the perfect position, then I can't nap. But then like on Friday, I got off work and Maria was going to come pick me up to go to Amanda's fight. And I told her, I was like, hey, I'm going to lay down. I have my alarm set for this time, but just in case you come over and I'm not up, just ring the doorbell multiple times so I'll get up. And I slept that entire time. I thought for sure like I'd be up. I was up and ready before she came over. But still, I didn't think I was going to be able to sleep till my alarm because that was like a 3.5 hour nap. No, I made it. It's like that Friday nap. You get it in just right.
Mm-hmm. Friday naps are really important.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are mowing. I don't know. I'm such a flip-flopper. I say the exact same opposite. I would have said the exact same opposite as just that last week. But now I'm not ever mowing again, so I feel differently.
And that makes me angry because we have so many like yard supplies and stuff in our garage. And obviously we're not going to get rid of that. But I'm like, what? Why do we have all this and we don't do the yard? We still pay somebody to do it.
Yeah.
I think I might be ready. I might be ready to take on that new responsibility.
Don't you do it. It's just something to fight over. Don't do it. I'm telling you.
We don't have enough of a yard to pay somebody to come.
Don't do the yard.
Is it hard? I mowed the grass one time before in my life, and I was so mad about it, I almost moved in with my real dad.
No, it's not difficult. It's just something to fight over. Don't do the yard.
Do you get blisters? Because I got a blister, and I almost moved in with my dad.
No, I haven't got a blister, but I have like had things shoot at me. Because, okay, so I could mow in the heat. Because you're only mowing. No one cares about mowing in the winter, really. It's always when things are springing up or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you could get fully clothed and just be really, really hot. Or you try to wear something that's you can get a little sun and be cooled off. But then things shoot at you like a rock or a piece of a twig or something. You're like a bunch of cuts all over your leg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lose-lose. And then you could tell someone, don't do the yard. And then they do it anyways. And then you just say, I'm not doing it anymore. Ever.
Ever again.
Ever.
But you shouldn't say you're never going to do something, right?
Never, always, but unless you mean it.
Okay.
I don't bluff, Lacey. So there's something else I'm bringing back.
What is it?
It's good smells.
It's about time. Are you wearing deodorant now?
Yes, I actually am. It's the non-aluminum one. But okay. I'm smelling great.
All right.
Don't you worry. So I've told you before that I don't wear perfume because I don't like to have a full bottle of something that I don't know if I like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all changed thanks to this new subscription service that we just joined. It's called Scentbird, and it's a new luxury fragrance subscription service that gives you the freedom to try new fragrances without paying or committing to a full bottle, which was my problem.
So I just joined Scentbird too, and what I like about it, they have all the designer brands that you're used to, over 450 different ones, like Prada and Tom Ford and Dolce & Gabbana and all that good stuff. But they also have other ones that I haven't ever seen in stores before. So whenever I joined the subscription, I got to pick out a couple of different perfumes that I wanted to try, and they sent them to me. And I went for stuff I've never heard of, nor can I pronounce. But it tells you what's in each fragrance. So like, I'm a patchouli person, so I chose stuff that had more of the patchouli and less floral. And so it made it really easy for me to pick it out.
Yeah, I got Versace. I'm not bougie or anything, but I was excited about it. So I got it and I love it.
It's cool because you get to try out all these different fragrances and decide which ones you like, which ones you want to try next. And it just gives you a lot of different options.
Yeah, and if you're not sure which ones you'd like to try, you can sort by brand, style, certain scents you like. They make it really easy. Plus, you can check out the ratings, reviews. That's what really helped me. I was seeing what people were saying about that specific perfume.
Not only are we excited to tell you about this because we like our new service that we've been using, but also we can get a discount for you. You can get 50% off your first month today, and that'll make it only $7.50 for your first fragrance. So it's already cheap as it is, but then we can get it for you half off, $7.50 for your first month's fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/loose lips and use our code loose lips for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird, scentbird.com/loose lips for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. Now, Amy, before we go, I wanted to tell you, I've been talking with some of the lippy hippies, and I like what I've been hearing.
Good. I want to hear it.
Let me tell you this message. We got a message from Paige Forcine. I posted a story because last week I was kind of slacking on the socials. So you and I had been posting our podcast, but then not putting it on the socials, which is a no-no. Shouldn't be doing that. But I did some generic posts at the end of the week, like, hey, we've been posting. Yeah. Have you been keeping up? And Paige Forcine messaged and was like, yes, wish the episodes were longer. In your face, Josh. So I just thought it was great. That it was so good that she responded and
said,
wish each episode was longer. Also, I had mentioned Shut Up Podcast Fan.
Yes.
And he's running
the caption.
I'm assuming
king.
It's a him. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, they've been calling him Caption King. Mm-hmm. So he's been running their Instagram, their fan account Instagram, and he's just on point. Well, he messaged because in an episode or two ago, I said I would leave my social media accounts to Caption King. And he messaged and said, I'd happily run your Facebook page in the event of an untimely death. We can't let Russ ruin any more lives after death. Which was just genius. And so I was almost fangirling out on this account. Like, I could not believe that this account was messaging us because that meant that he listened, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So he listened and he responded. And then Nick came in a couple days later and he's like, oh, I mentioned it on our podcast that you said that. And I'm like, so did he listen or not?
He listened.
I don't know. But still, thank you for the love for that, Caption King. So that made me really happy. And it's just been fun talking to you all and hearing your thoughts and everything on the socials. So be sure to keep that up. You make us happy and sometimes even provide some content whenever you give your good stuff. But thank you for that because it feels so good to feel the love from y'all. And that's all we got for today, right?
Yep.
What do we have coming up next?
We have some exciting things. Still planning that talent show.
Yeah, we've got some stuff coming up to be determined. It's still early in the week. But we will be back soon. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify. There's a lot of different apps out there where you can access our podcast.
Yeah. And while you were there, if you could please leave us a rating, you can review the podcast and say some good words. That would make us look good and feel good if you would do that for us. Also, be sure to hit us up on the socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Canation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, go get you some scent bird and keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
This show is the straw that broke the camel toe's back.